Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Ron.
I'm sitting here talking to the president about an announcement we're going to make at 11 o'clock, and he wanted to talk to you about it. Okay?
Yes.
Are you free to talk now?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'll put him on.
Thank you.
Right.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
This is not something that is particularly hot news, but it'll be of, I think, great interest to you in view of the fact that you are going to do the second interview with Kissinger. But I'm announcing today that he will go from Hanoi to Peking and for a round of talks there, and will return. He'll be returning about the 19th. So your program basically, I think, gets a very major lift, because you see, he will be going to Peking to follow up on all of our relations with Peking, and also, of course, to follow up on recent developments. So I think that you probably are getting the better of the two deals.
Well, you're very kind to tell me this, Mr.
So, but Hanoi and Peking, you can be preparing your own things with that in mind, and you having been there too, it might be of interest. And you'll be, and incidentally, I will talk to Henry and before he goes on with you, and tell him to be that you can open up on any of the things you want in that area, so you can, and tell your producers that it's that too. So it'll be, so Ron will announce it at 11 o'clock, and so you can, we're just letting you know about it now. I knew that there'd been some sort of a slap about the fact that Henry doesn't have any press secretary, unfortunately, because he won't talk to anybody except God, and he doesn't talk to Ziegler. So, and what happened was he had promised you, and he promised Cobb, and when I heard about it, I said, well, give it to Walters, but apparently Henry had promised Cobb sooner or later or something. So now I just want you to know we're going to give you a little break on this other one. I'll try to cooperate all I can with you, okay?
Thank you. The one thing that we do hope is that we can do it as close to when he comes back as possible.
Well, let me just talk to Ron. Let me talk to Ron about it right now.
As close as when he comes back, I think that's much to our advantage, isn't it?
Right. We're
going to...
Henry couldn't
commit
to Sunday. We're
going to try.
Sunday? Well,
it's Sunday. It ought to be sooner than that. If he gets back the 19th.
Well, you want Sunday the 25th, is that right?
Yes, we do.
But why don't you try to get it sooner than that? And you see, he'll be back the 19th, and you'll have a six-day spit. I know that gets into your week times, but you might talk to your people. If you get it sooner, I'll produce him.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the reasons we picked that is that Dr. Kissinger had felt he wanted a little bit of time when he came back.
Yeah, well...
But we don't want to do it after that, if it's...
No, you won't... Let me see, we'll arrange you won't do it after that, but I personally would think that you could do better off, be better to get it a little sooner. That's even back to 19th, 25th. But anyway, we'll be in touch with him, but let me suggest this. Talk to Ron about it, and let him broker it with Kissinger, because Henry doesn't really have the feeling of what the dates are, but I'll control the thing, see? And then I'll see that Henry comes at the time that we want. If you want an earlier date, if you get a good time, say on Thursday or something like that, we'll work it out that he's there. Because you see, he'll have to come back and report to the cabinet and in the National Security Council, which will probably be Tuesday. And then, of course, you'll probably have to talk to do a little report to the leaders. My own view is that if you could have him not. Almost in juxtaposition to his report. The cabinet will not leak, but the leaders do. But if you could hit it that very night, that would be an ideal time before those clowns go out, if you'll pardon the expression, and some of them will go out and talk it all over. Not that they'll get everything out. Because you can go into personal things that they will not even have to, they wouldn't even think to ask.
We'll try, Mr. President. It may.
But if you can't make it till the 25th, we'll...
I think it's got better for all of us if it's then, because what we wanted to do was to air it on the 25th.
Yeah.
And then also to do another section, or perhaps repeat it, the next morning, Monday morning on the Today program.
Fine.
A very good and strong audience.
Yeah, what... is a Today program. It's one you're interested in?
No, I'm interested in doing it for prime time.
I'm just kidding you. I'm just kidding you. Okay.
We both.
I see. All right, fine. Well, look, let me suggest you talk to Ron about it and let him work out the details, and we'll. I figure that we owe you one on this, and I've told Ron, and I will then work Henry into whatever the date you need. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Very, very kind of you.